Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. It's a sausage party. We're here with Emilio.
Yeah.
Chad.
Hey.
And myself, Bobby. We are missing Chi this week. She is doing something important. She's at a wedding. We'll allow it.
But... not hers, but somebody else's.
Oh, yeah. They should make that clear. So it's just going to be the dudes. You know, Emilio and I have never missed an episode.
That's true.
Almost three
Even
years
one?
Have never wow. missed a week.
That's how little of a life either of us have.
Yeah, that reflects poorly on us.
But I feel like I've traveled and you've traveled a little bit.
Yeah, but we've always managed to record around things. Yeah. I don't even think we've ever missed a week.
Does anybody ever go anywhere for a week anymore, really?
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's a big...
if you're going to Europe, out of the country, maybe, but...
yeah, but we record on the weekends, guys. That means... you guys haven't had Friday through Monday away.
Yeah, but I guess Thailand must have been more than 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right, so new announcement. We got some t-shirts coming up. We got mediums this time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we always say
we got a couple smalls.
T-shirts, new ones coming. No, literally, they're getting printed right now, and they will be out Monday or Tuesday. We'll have them. They'll be dropping, as one would say. So get them while they're hot, because they're going to run out quick, because it's a limited run. If you want to see a little teaser, how do I tease this? If you go to my profile, it's one of the things you can see there.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we should say that we teased a couple weeks ago that we had some shirts coming out related to Street Fighter.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, we couldn't do that. So this is a different shirt this time. I still hope to do the Street Fighter one soon, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
And guys, Chad is a perfectionist. Half of the reason shit doesn't get done is because Chad is so particular about stuff.
It's funny because I always think Bobby's very anal about shit.
Well, you guys are kind of overseeing the t-shirt thing, and I think we got different shirts this time, or we're having different people do the pressing, or the
different. Yeah,
it's a different style.
Okay,
so. We're gonna be honest here. Last ones got done in Mexico. They didn't come out too bad. Mexico's only 20 minutes from us.
They were Heche in Mexico.
Yeah.
But they're using older technology.
I was so exacting on these shirts. We're doing a process that this big t-shirt company down here in San Diego has only done one other time before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see how they come out.
And I like
we'll
the get limited runs we're doing, but I think at some point we should do we should just have the DL Gaming, just the normal logo, just constantly in stock at some point.
And that makes sense.
Maybe in some tri-blend. I don't know if I've talked about tri-blend on the podcast before. But
we found it, by the way.
It's right up there with Game Save Manager. It will change your life.
Tri-blend is a type of thing. Oh, anyway, the reason that Chad's crazy about it and it's got to be perfect is because you go to conventions and shit and they give you tons of free shit. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't look good, you're not going to wear it. And that defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
So we want grade A, nice, super nice, soft to the touch, and still cheap for us.
But not that cheap.
Yeah. No.
We're not making much on these. Our shirts to be similar to the quality of our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. He couldn't even keep a straight face.
Yeah. Well, speaking of shirts I got at conventions, I'm rocking
QuakeCon
2016 here. It's not a tri-blend, but it's still, it's doing all right. It's a pretty tight fit up there. Kind of has a good snug look to
Looks
it.
Looks good.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Bobby, you for sure going next year?
Yeah, I think
we're talking about it.
Work that out.
Oh, did we want to talk that Lab's coming out here.
Oh, yeah. Lab Monkey, who was kind enough to host me out in Texas, will be coming to San Diego. So maybe we can get him live on the
podcast. Are you hosting him here?
No, he said he was staying at your place.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, I extended the invitation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, he could stay here, but... Yeah, I don't know if he wants to sleep on the casting couch.
The casting couch. The two-person couch.
I don't know if your couch is any better, but...
Oh, my couch is much better.
Yeah, I mean, my place is basically a hotel room, but...
So, guys, in case you're wondering what Bobby's place looks like, yeah, it's about the size of a hotel room. But, you know, it's like in a high-rise downtown. It's nice for sure. But it's somewhere between, and I know you guys know what the fuck I'm talking about, it's somewhere between casting couch and casting couch X, which is the fancy one, you know, with the one in the high rise, somewhere in between those two.
Yeah. I didn't know there was multiple casting couches. I hate that porn.
I think that's awesome.
Well, you know, if you look at the end, some of the videos, they register their business, I swear, like two blocks from where we're sitting right here. It's on Broadway.
There's a ton of porn around here.
Yeah.
Naughty America's over here.
Mm-hmm, that's the one. Yeah, that's like...
Girls Do Porn is here too.
Oh, yeah,
because
it's a rich history, a rich culture we have here in San Diego.
It's so weird. Beautiful women here. The strip clubs suck here.
Yeah,
but yet we got a lot of porn here. It doesn't make sense to me. Like,
well, they're registering their offices here, so I think they're doing the business end of it out this way. But I think all that filming goes on in L.A.
Probably.
Yeah,
there's a lot of.
So there you go.
Desperate all girls right. in LA.
So this is a video game podcast.
Oh, what are we talking?
Before we get into that, Chad, you got some quotes.
Yeah, it's funny how she's not here, and suddenly we start talking about porn.
Go straight to it.
Yeah. All right. So I was.
She'd just be like, what's a Thunderdome?
Yeah, what's a Thunderdome? poor kid.
Yeah, and yeah, I posted something on the Steam group because Figsack brought that up. I posted a couple weeks ago, we had to explain to her who Gary Busey was, too. So if anyone was a little confused about my post on the Steam group, that's what that was about.
Yeah, Sam is 10 years younger than me, and that happened today. JonBenet Ramsey came up, and I was like, oh yeah, they're talking about that again. And she's like, what's that?
I'm not sure I know who JonBenet Ramsey is.
Yeah, you do.
She's a little girl that was like a pageant girl.
Oh, like a pageant.
Yeah.
And they never got
solved. Unsolved mystery, basically. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
Okay, so we haven't done games in a long, long while. We've kind of phased that out, but I wanted to bring one up because... I've been playing WoW, obviously, and there were some good quotes. There were some good things that were going on in there. Had me thinking a little bit. And so it kind of got me to thinking about there's some quotes that are in video games that kind of it talks more about life than video games, and you can kind of take something from it. So there were some good ones. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a couple quotes from video games, and I want you guys to guess the video game. I'm going to start easy. And get it progressively harder.
Is this PC or is this
PC,
console as well?
PC exclusive.
Okay. First one for sure is Fallout. War never changes.
No, it's not.
Damn.
The first one, I got a couple quotes. I'm going to start off real easy.
Okay.
No gods or kings, only man. A man chooses, a slave obeys. We all make choices in life, but in the end, our choices make us. That's all from the same person in a video game.
Would that be the game that I talked
about? No Man's or Kings, that's Bioshock.
Yes, that's all Andrew Ryan talking Bioshock.
Oh.
A point for Bobby. Next up. Death is inevitable. Our fear of it makes us play safe, blocks out emotion. It's a losing game. Without passion, you are already dead.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
There's more on this one. I knew this was a bad idea, but in the absence of any good ideas, I continued forward. No, nothing.
Bioshock Infinite? No.
The last one from this one. The genius of the whole. No matter how long you spend climbing out, you can still fall back down in an instant.
Is it Ali Noir?
Close. It's Max Payne. That's all Max Payne talk.
Okay.
All right. Going to get
Max
a little
Payne
tougher.
3 or the original Max Payne?
That's all from the original Max Payne.
Wow. Okay. I wouldn't have got that one.
Yeah.
I thought you were big into Max Payne.
Max Payne 3.
Yeah,
really
the first one. The first one. It has a hard time running on modern systems. So it's been like 15 years at least.
These are my favorite ones. This is all 3 from the same person also. had to be me. Somebody else might have gotten it wrong.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite quote from yeah. Mass Effect 2.
Yep.
Nice.
The other ones are, hard to see a big picture behind a pile of corpses, and life is a negotiation. We all want. We all give to get what we want. That's all Morden Solas from Mass Effect 2.
And if you go back
from
to
who?
Like the
Morden Solas, the scientist.
Who was my least favorite character, but then turned out to be the character that I liked the most. And it's mostly because of that quote. And I talked about this on, like, I swear, like the fourth episode we ever did years ago, because I had just played the trilogy back then. But the reason that quote's so important is because he says it. He uses that. Had to be me. Someone else would have gotten it wrong. He uses that at one point where he's talking about him doing something bad. But then at some point when he sacrifices himself, he...
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers on a 8-year-old game. But he uses it again when he's like giving up his life to save everybody else. So it's like, it's a really good, it was my favorite moment out of the entire series.
What is everybody's favorite character?
I don't know if he's my favorite character, but that
Miranda, because I thought she was the hottest.
She's smoke show. She's really hot.
I liked the you're talking about Mass Effect characters.
Yeah,
I liked the who's the person that you talk to on the ship that is like your secretary or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she turned out to be a lesbian. Turned me down.
Yeah. But you liked her as a, without her being hot? I'm just saying fair character, guys, not just
just in general.
Sexy.
Who's the big dude? Rex?
Rex is pretty cool. Yeah. He died, right? In the first or second one? Well, it depends.
No, the first.
It can change.
Yeah.
Was Rex the first one? Because there was one in both of them, right? Rex and somebody else?
I think, I'm pretty sure he was in all three, and then the race was in the first one, but maybe it wasn't actually Rex.
Rex, I think, was in two, and then in three, they had another version of that same race, but it wasn't Rex, because he had...
I think he's a filler.
In three. Yeah, like, unless he dies. Unless Rex
is that
dies.
How it goes?
Yeah.
The chick, Jack?
Yeah, she's cool.
She reminds me of Eleven from Stranger Things, kind of. But I don't know. It's either her or, for some reason, I really like that the AI.
Oh, yeah.
I think, everything's so well written.
Yeah, it's good. All right, I got some more for you. They're going to start a little bit harder. So the next one is, the right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world.
Oh, I know that one. The right man in the wrong place.
Yeah, I'll tell you the rest of the quote, but it's going to give it away. It says, so wake up, Mr. Freeman. Wake up and smell the ashes.
There you go. Half-Life 2.
Yep, yeah. The G-Man from Half-Life 2. All right. What is better, to be born good or to overcome your evil nature through great effort?
Dang. I feel like I should know this.
Yes, you should.
I don't know.
It's Skyrim or something. Yeah, it's Parthenax from Skyrim.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's quoted a lot, actually.
Just a couple more.
He's like a really wise old dragon.
War is where the young and stupid are tricked by the old and bitter into killing each other. That one you hear sometime. It's one of the...
Fallout?
It's actually Niko Bellic from GTA 4.
Oh.
Never played GTA 4.
All right. One or two more. Good men mean well. We just don't always end up doing well.
No, I didn't.
It's actually from Dead Space 3, Isaac Clarke. Mm-hmm. And here's, I'll just do the last one. I have a bunch more, but I'll do the last one because this is not from a PC game, but I thought it was really cool. It says, a hero need not speak. When he is gone, the world will speak for him.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
I think that's cool because it's from Halo Combat Evolved.
Yeah.
But Halo's kind of known for the main character not talking.
Right.
So it kind of puts context.
It works on two levels.
Yeah. So I just really think that's a cool quote.
You know, when you first brought up quotes, I was thinking that a couple of times or through, you know, I've thought, wow, I'm so sad that this quote or this sequence couldn't be shared with the world. But for a lot of these games, especially the scope of the games that you're talking about, more people are playing these games than books that would have been read.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And so maybe more people are being able to appreciate that one line than any other medium.
Not a
blockbuster movie, but
I think the thing is also that games are about the interaction and the action.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be more difficult to put substance in there, you know what I mean? Where movies can be about communication. you can have a whole movie that's just two people sitting in a room.
Yeah, like, which there has been.
Yeah, like, which Nixon, there has
Frost.
Been. Yeah, well, yeah, versus a game where if you had two people sitting in a room talking, you wouldn't even have a game. People wouldn't even call it a game.
Well, it's funny that you brought that up. There's a game I was looking at, games coming out next week or whatever.
Yeah,
there's one called Event Zero. Event Zero.
Okay,
and I believe it's just a text adventure where you're like trying to convince a rogue AI that controlling the ship now to take you back home. But you need to befriend it and basically trick it.
Oh, that's yeah, kind of cool, a cool concept, yeah, right? That's a cool idea.
Yeah, I thought that you might want to play that.
Okay, well, I have a bunch more quotes. Maybe I'll do it another time, but that was it for that.
So it's an hour in and we haven't played or talked about any games yet, new games yet.
Hey, we talked about video games.
Let's get into some new games. I guess the game's coming out this week. There's not a bunch of giant games.
This is familiar, though. We haven't had a whole lot come out.
Well,
recently.
Dude, I think at this point, this month and last month, if you have a game coming out, you might as well wait for the holiday season, right?
Yeah, but if you had a game that came out this
by
past
the
couple
old,
weeks,
yeah,
it would have been the only thing going. And, you know, if people had money...
Too. That's true, too.
I don't know. For some reason, you just don't see a lot of games released right now. November is a big month, though.
Yeah, for sure.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
But Batman Episode 2, I don't think any of us were really excited about the first episode. Anyone interested?
No. I saw some commercials for this. I'm more interested in this than I would be some of the other Telltale ones, but still no. I don't think so.
And our local reviewer, Team Tom, has changed his name to Ali Welly. So throw him some love over on his website and his reviews. But
you can get to them through our
website.
Deal.net. Yep.
And he has his own
DealGaming.net,
I think, still. But anyway, he reviewed the first one. He really liked it. I wouldn't say he's super critical on games or anything like that, but... this one, it seemed like he liked more than other ones.
Mm-hmm. And, I imagine by now, Telltale has to have this down pat. I mean, they've made so many of these games, they've probably really refined.
So if you like it, you probably love it at this point.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting seeing Batman in the Telltale style. You know, it's kind of just like an interesting take.
Cel-shaded or whatever. Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of fucking comic book stuff, I've been trying to sell my comics, Jed.
Yep.
I literally bought... I hate using literally at the wrong times, but I bought my comics at the worst time in comic history.
Yeah.
90s image is dog shit. It's like I have boxes and boxes of
because
dog
everybody
shit.
Bought it. So
everybody bought it. Yeah.
It's but not it worth the paper great. It's
I mean,
written on.
Maybe it wasn't. Yeah. That sucks, man.
Well, we bought it like in the comic book boom. And so.
But
you
were
know,
you buying it as an investment or did you just buy it?
No, I was.
Well,
yeah.
Everybody.
I was, yeah.
When we were kids or when we were buying comics, we were told that comic books would appreciate in value, right?
Yeah.
So we kind of were buying comics to read, but at the same time we were
That's
thinking.
That's pretty impressive foresight because I would not have guessed like the whole nerd culture boom of the...
But it didn't really affect... Like people were... When I was growing up, people were saying like, hey, this one comic that... Blah, 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 hung on to. Mm. It's worth so much now.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, so make sure you hang on to yours. So I started bagging and boarding all the...
Yeah.
I have five long boxes, which are like 100 each. And it's... I mean, there's some good stuff in there. I've spawned one through 100, which is worth a little bit. But the rest of it is almost... Like, I'm having a hard time... Somebody taking it for free. That's how much there is of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a rough life. Yeah. All right.
But I'm sure your mom threw away all your Star Wars toys, huh?
I can't find right now. I have Avengers 200 through 300, which is, I mean, it's just fucking good. If you think of it, they're up to like 600, 700 now. So, yeah, but I don't know where it is. I can't find it. So, yeah. So, Virginia. Is a game by 505 Games? Is that the same one?
Yep.
They're the publisher.
Yeah. It looks like a little bit of a detective, first person.
I just don't like this art style. It's like a... What would you call this art style?
It's slightly cel-shaded.
Yeah, paper, early cel-shaded.
Paper mache style.
Well, they didn't really try to make the people look very, very realistic, but it's not... pixel art or anything like that.
No, it's cel shaded, but it's just like not a whole lot of polygons going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they went out of their way to make it look this way.
Really?
I think
this is the best they could do with what they had.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, I don't fault it too much for the art style, but it's an interesting idea. So it looks like it might be episodic. Single player, first person thriller set in a small town with a secret.
I don't think it's episodic. I think this is a one shot. Apparently, maybe there's some supernatural stuff going on in this as well.
Something like this definitely needs to be carried by the story. If the story is good, this game will do well.
Well, I think that's about all there's going to be.
That's all there's going to be, because you're not going to be wowed by the graphics or the gameplay. So,
yeah.
Mm. And then finally, Warhammer 40K Eternal Crusade, which is already mixed reviews, but that's early access. I believe they're trying. It sounds like a planet-side-esque game where maybe they're trying to bring the actual Warhammer universe to life.
That's kind of what I'm getting out of it, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, we didn't do our research, guys.
It doesn't.
We read headlines.
Well, I mean, these are games coming out, so you know they did have an early access, but this is not one of those games that I was really interested in. So if people were blown away by it, if it had really positive reviews, I would be interested. But the fact that it's got like mixed reviews and people are kind of bad mouthing it.
Speaking of which, did we bring up the? We must have brought up the ending of PlanetSide 1 when the servers went down.
No, maybe.
I could have sworn I brought it up. But anyway, like there was an actual apocalypse. You know, like the devs wrote in an apocalypse, and like all the characters running around at the last spot. Like you know, they got together, said goodbye, stuff like that. PlanetSide 2 is a thriving game, which is still going on. So if it appeals to you to play an FPS MMO shooter, it does exist, and you can get into it for free.
Yeah, you played that PlanetSide 2 a little bit.
Yeah.
It was very...
You played for 1 week, I played for two, probably.
It was very unforgiving.
Yes.
Like, you either were really good
or you
died.
It's one of those things where you're going up against guys who've been doing it for years. Yeah. What I heard recently, actually, on another podcast is that there are other tribes now, or whatever they're called, clans, that are specific for newbies, and they'll help you along.
Mm, cool.
So,
well, no big story this week. So I guess we're just going to get straight into the highlights and lowlights.
Sure.
Amelia, you want to start us off?
Sure.
Since you have the most.
I've played this game before, but what happened exactly? I think I felt like drinking, and I didn't want to drink by myself, so I invited my good buddy, David Is Winning, to drink with me and play some video games.
Another listener of ours.
Yes, so we started playing Golf With Your Friends for drinks.
Shots? Drinks?
Yeah, shots.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And how long is a round or a hole?
I would say, it's miniature golf.
Okay.
It's putt-putt, right?
It's side, right? It's a side?
No, it's first person?
Okay.
Yeah, first person.
What was the mobile game that was side?
Oh, yeah, that one was, I don't know.
Everybody, every day?
Yeah, I don't know.
Every golf. Sorry.
That game. But
more questions than answers.
It's very simple. All you need is a mouse. You control your strength, and then you shoot. It's not very, direction is very easy, but it's glitchy. There's some lag. Even though our rigs are decent, there's lag for some reason, and there's not a whole lot of...
So it wasn't very well coded.
But God damn did we have fun. But it was me. I'm a little bit entertaining. David Winnie's a good guy with a good personality. So I don't know if it was us making the game, but it was a vehicle for us to have fun.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
You wouldn't play this by yourself. Now... The other thing about it is I think you can play a bunch of players at once, and you play at the same time as your friend. If you get done, you can watch him.
Okay.
It's kind of nice.
You're playing at the same time?
Yeah. You can't hit each other's balls, so that's why you can play at the same time.
Oh, okay.
There's only three courses. It's in early access. What I didn't like about this game is you can't see an overview of where your goal is. Sometimes you
have no clue.
You have no clue what you're doing.
Okay.
You just got to guess. But there's some inventive stuff here. I like I said, I've played this game twice. I had fun both times. I think it's just up to who you're playing with. And so like $4.99, Bobby?
$5.99.
I bought Chad a copy, and I, in the attempt to throw a hook out, to pull him out of the abyss that is World of Warcraft, but it did not, I failed miserably. I don't think he even installed it.
I did install it. It's there, ready to go. I will play with you in a couple weeks. And I'm
Really sucks is like our non-gaming friends. I know if we all got on and played this, everybody would pick it up right away. We'd have a blast, but there's no way I can convince everybody, you know, our non-gaming friends to download Steam and then download this $5.99 game.
True.
Sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah.
But if we were going to play a game, this wouldn't be the game I would choose.
What would you have that like a laptop could run? You know what I mean? You got to think about that too.
Overcooked.
You can't play that online.
That's true.
There you go.
So this would online be only, cross-platform, multiplayer.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why their net quota isn't so great, because they were more worried about the cross-platform. Yeah.
Early access, too. You know, it's going to have issues.
Yeah, but the thing about that is I played it about a month or a month and a half ago, and then I played it recently, and I couldn't detect any improvement. So.
Okay.
Yeah. BlizzCon virtual ticket.
Well, it's more of a question for Bobby. So, Bobby, you want to get up the virtual ticket stuff? So, you know, as Emil says, I'm kind of down a rabbit hole of WoW, which I'll talk about later. But, you know, I also play Overwatch. I also play Heroes of the Storm, and I also play Hearthstone. So I was honestly looking at the virtual ticket about picking it up to just get it for the, you know, the other stuff, goodies. The
residuals.
The goodies.
Yeah.
And I was curious, Bobby.
Which you get a Bastion skin, I think.
What do you think? Yeah, you do. What do you think about the goodies? Do you think it's good enough to spend $40 on?
Depends on, I mean, it is exclusive. The mount they're doing for Heroes of the Storm this year looks like the one they did last year, except this one is a tiger. Last year's was a Kodo, but it's got that like digital purplish blue type of transparency.
That metallic one lying right there?
Yeah.
That looks pretty sweet.
So it looks awesome. And the only way you get this is if you go to BlizzCon or you get the virtual ticket. So these things that you see here, the card backs for Hearthstone, the WoW creature, the Bastion skin, like the only way you're getting this is by doing this. So in that way, it does create a rarity that I think makes it worth it. But also, I got the virtual ticket last year. I got it again this year. And I actually used it. You get exclusive access to all the conferences that they do. And I watched all the Heroes of the Storm ones. I checked a little bit on the other ones, like Hearthstone. I may have watched a little bit. This year, I'll probably watch a little bit of the Overwatch presentations. And they give away information at these, like what they plan on doing. They make big announcements. So you get that information just a hair before everyone else gets it. And well, the rest of the world. So like you hear it and then people write articles about it. They can't post the videos, but
how much content is there? How long are these keynotes?
Oh, a lot. Very long. I had trouble just watching the Heroes of the Storm ones. And one of the things that you can do is with the virtual ticket is you can replay for up to 2 weeks after BlizzCon.
Cool.
So you have time to catch up. Some of these things they show to anybody. Anybody can watch them. But like the exclusive ones, which is kind of like the in-depth talk about developments, or like the guys from the balance team on Heroes of the Storm are coming up and doing a Q&A, like that kind of stuff, you only get if you get the virtual ticket. So I guess it's the next best thing to go into BlizzCon, which is just impossible these days.
Yeah, it sucks. We're in San Diego. We're like an hour and a half away, and none of us can get tickets. It's so bad.
I would have loved to have gone, but it'll be good.
How do they do it, by auction or lottery?
I think it's random. That's what I'm told, but I don't know. You could buy tickets off of eBay for like $400 or $500. But the way you do it is you have to meet the guy there at the event, and he's got to walk in with you. Like it's a whole process.
But here's the thing too, is like you probably get a better experience at home. You can watch the keynotes, you can jerk off in between.
I guess, but part of
or the, during, like Bobby would in the Heroes of the Storm balancing. The
he would be I doing would it really during, even if he was there. Yeah. He's got a blanket he puts over his lap.
Okay.
But the reason I would really like to go is just for the tournament. Because it's BlizzCon, biggest prize pool we've had yet for Heroes of the Storm. Best teams are going to be there. It's just going to be insane. That's why I would want to go. But, you know, you walk the floor. You see everybody in cosplay. It's the experience if you go. And, I mean, that's worth it to a lot of people as well. And we're just kind of lucky that we're so close to it. That would just be perfect to go. But,
yeah,
unfortunately, they don't have a big enough event.
So, honestly, when I was looking at this, I've been kind of getting into the battle pets on WoW, and they have a new battle pet that's in this one, and they're really cool when they follow you around. Dude, I don't talk about that when you talk about buying by Isaac. Anyways, so I was honestly thinking about doing it just for the murky
pet.
Well, dude,
you threw $50 at loot crates in Overwatch, which you hardly play. I feel like a no-brainer.
I'm just a little disappointed about the Hearthstone back. Look at the Hearthstone back.
It looks like the original
one. Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Maybe it sparkles or something. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. So, okay.
They don't tell you what you get for StarCraft, too.
Yeah.
What is it?
It
was a portrait and maybe one other thing in game. I can't remember.
I'm surprised they're still, like, devoting development to StarCraft 2. That's pretty crazy, huh?
I know it was giant and Korea, everybody used to bring, StarCraft 2, you know, fucking college courses. But that was, we're talking 6 years ago.
It probably is still big.
Is it? Yeah, but like last night I played, by the way, I want to bring up, we're going to turn this into BlizzCast, I think.
Yes, seriously.
Because Bobby, you play Heroes of the Storm nonstop, you play WoW nonstop, and I played probably 80% of my gaming right now is Overwatch.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just, you know.
Are you doing the season stuff?
I just did my placement. I guess we'll go right into it.
Blizzard has monopolized PC gaming.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I'm going to get a drink. Do you want a drink?
Yeah. Okay. So I did my placement matches, which means you got to do 10 matches to see where you're at. Have you guys done it?
No, not yet. Not
for right, I wish season. Chi was here so I know what my number. It changed. Remember before you would get a rank 1 to 100?
Yeah.
Now you get a numeric rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about this.
I don't remember half our conversations. I'm 2600, whatever that is. So
okay. Yeah, it's like 0 to 5,000.
Yeah, and the other thing they changed is, what is it? Draws. Draws, you used to go to overtime, mm-hmm. and like it was like sudden death. That's no longer. Now a draw is a draw. So it's kind of like soccer where the tournament goes on as long as, you know, you can have a win, loss, or a draw on your record. So I ended up with like 5 wins, 2 draws, 3 losses, and that's where I was. Hmm. Whatever that means.
How often draws are happening.
But yeah, because if you don't move... Thanks. If you don't move the... because it goes by how far you move the payload. If you don't move it at all, and the other team doesn't move it at all, that's an automatic draw right there. So it happens. If the defense is strong, then it'll happen consistently. But that wasn't even on my list. I bought Zombie Knight Terror. I also noticed, Bobby, that this was on your wish list. We talked about it maybe 3 weeks ago.
This is on my wish list? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the Lemmings game with zombies. And that, you know, we had our suspicions, and that's pretty much exactly what it is. But what I didn't expect, this is very positive after about 300 reviews. What I didn't expect was the comedy. There's not just this one, but there's another game now that's on my list that I'm going to talk about later that also went this route where why would you pay voice actors to do voice acting when you could just give them minion voices, you know, the kind of stuff.
And well, like, somebody's doing that, right?
Yeah. One guy for everybody, gotcha. You know, and then you just put subtitles. It's funny because you're doing a campy game.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. And I appreciate it. Like save your money, guys. Like, and I find it hilarious. So, you are the zombie horde, but you're not present in the world. You're just kind of like their leader, I guess, or it doesn't even ring you up, but you're just trying to get them through the scenarios. I only played it about an hour, hour and a half, so I got a feel for it, but I'm sure I only have three mutators of like maybe eight. So, you know, the three that I have, but is...
You're playing as the zombies, right?
The zombies, but not really as the zombies. I'm talking...
Yeah, you know. Just like you're you don't play as the
lemmings. You're like the director in Left 4 Dead.
You're like the god or whatever.
Yeah, but that, remember in Left 4 Dead, they always referred to that as the director, you know, because everything in Left 4 Dead, like it would somehow decide like, okay, now it's time for a horde. Oh, now it's time for a break. Oh, tank's coming in. And they always called that person the director, like that omnipotent, like AI that decided all that. And that is like essentially who you're playing as in this game.
You're the same person that you were in the Lemmings, whatever that is. The god, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the mutators that I have are one, sacrifice. So you can kill a zombie to get mutation power. Two, I have one where you can, one will redirect all the zombies. He's kind of like, go that way. You know,
the Lemmings version, it was a stop guy.
Yeah, it was a stop guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then my third one I just got was, an explosive. So you can have one just blow up and he'll blow up weak walls or, but you got to be really careful because
it literally is Lemmings.
Almost exactly.
There was a blow up one in Lemmings also.
Yeah. But the difference here was, like I said, or I was trying to get to earlier, was the comedy. I find all the interactions between the characters, hilarious.
Exactly comedy, but it was, you know, it was like that 90s, the best they could work in a 90s.
It's like slapstick.
Yeah.
This is like all the places you're taking over seem to be like rave spots. And there's like chicks taking selfies nonstop, and like dudes are dancing and stuff, and they're all talking about
dancing like Mother Russia Bleeds dancing.
No, like disco dancing for some reason. But I don't know. I like the whole scope of it. It does have that European vibe from it a little bit, which is fine. I don't know. I like the feel of this game. I was having fun. I don't know if I'll finish it, but it was definitely worth $13. I can definitely recommend it. It has a cool look to it. I wish these black and white games, they do use some red. They use some green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of room for a little more color, but yeah, it's fine. I don't really have any complaints about this game. And it'll keep you, you can pause the game and really strategize about how you're going to do
it. Oh, you can pause. That's cool.
Yeah, because like, so the first one was like, kill all the humans. I was like, okay, easy. Second one was like, don't have any zombies die. And that was really hard because humans have sticks and guns and stuff. And those, it took me about eight
bastard
tries.
Humans.
Yeah, those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And then I saw
just
that.
Get like, eaten, just bitch.
Just for an example, something Lemmings couldn't do. At a certain point in the one where I had to not lose any of them, there's this room where there was two guys with guns and one guy with sticks. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to swarm this room without losing a zombie. And I found out that at a certain point they have an argument and one of them gets knocked out. Like they fight and and that guy turns into a zombie. And then if I act right then I can get the 3-star rating.
Also, they have like a rating system, like a one.
It's either you pass or pass with overkill.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, really fun.
I have no interest in this game.
Bobby played off my account. I think you'll like it.
I'm interested. I liked Lemmings back in the day. So it's $13 or $18 for the special edition, which includes the soundtrack, as far as I can tell.
I can't speak on the music. It didn't make an impression enough for me.
Zombie Night Terror. All right. What else we got?
Oh, you want to talk Machines of War a little bit?
Yeah, I'll speak on that. Big update for Heroes of the Storm, Machines of War, which is a StarCraft-themed pack. They did this well over a year ago with Diablo. They released some Diablo characters, Diablo maps.
Which one was that one called?
I can't can't remember what they called it. Okay. So it was all centered around the Treasure Goblin. It was like the Treasure Goblin something or other. I don't know.
Okay.
They had this little in-game game where the Treasure Goblin would come out. You have to kill it.
During games?
At the very beginning.
Like while it, during the load,
that's cool.
Before the gates open.
Yeah, so in this one,
SCVs are grabbing minerals and you have to go kill them and steal the minerals. But the new map is pretty cool. It is
two new maps.
Yeah, but the newest one isn't coming out till the 27th. Right now, we only have one new character and one new map, and that's Brax's Holdout.
Yeah, Zarya comes out later. I had the same question.
Yeah.
Oh, so some of it's already out. I thought it was going to all release simultaneously.
No. On September 13th, they released one map and one character, Alarak, who is a lesser-known character in the StarCraft universe.
They all look the same. Zeratul, this guy. What's the other guy?
Racist, you're so racist, dude.
Well, this guy, he does look a little bit different. He looks like, who's the octopus dude from...
Octodad. Boom, nailed it.
No, from Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Damn it. How many octopus dudes are there?
The Cthulhu. He kind of looks like that. Yeah, he's a weird-looking guy, but he looks like a...
What Star race Wars is that?
Sith Lord. Protoss.
The Protoss.
But he's like an evil Protoss. I looked up this dude on like the StarCraft Wikipedia, and I don't know the StarCraft lore, so it literally read like an ad lib or a mad lib to me. It looked like they were just putting in gibberish. Or like Gazorpazorp from the planet Omegatron landed on it was like something out of
Rick
Morty or something. I was like, what the fuck is this?
And you played like, the Protoss.
Yeah, I recognized Amon. He had something to do with Amon. I'm like, okay, I remember that dude kinda. But he looks like a Sith Lord and he has an ability. The thing I love about HOTS is when they bring in a new character, he always has something unique to him. And I remember, like in Smite, one of my complaints was a lot of the characters that came out kind of felt like, oh, they took this guy's ability, and that guy's ability, and that guy's ultimate and put it into one character. But I don't know. Maybe that was just my limited
impression. No, I agree 100%.
But with HOTS, when they bring a new character in, they're like, we want this character to do something new. Not just have new abilities, but like maybe a combo. Maybe there's something different about his attack range, or maybe there's something different about his movement speed. Like there's something unique about this character. And Alarak,
that's something to say about their programming ability and that the engine that they built for this. Because I don't think Smite can do certain things.
Yeah.
And this whatever it is that they did.
They were on the StarCraft 2 engine. It's caused problems too. Like they've had issues with the body blocking stopped working, which is a big part of Heroes of the Storm. It's body blocking people, especially if you're a tank. And they've had random issues when they change things like that because of the way the characters interact with each other. But I do like that. And I do like that they try all these creative things. But the cool thing that Alarak has is a telekinesis ability where he can move people. You click and drag where you want to drag the person. And it is fun as hell.
Oh, it's similar to like, what's the Dota 2?
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
But is that characters. Friendlies or enemies?
Mm-hmm. Everything. Even yourself, awesome. Minions, like anything. So it's just awesome. People getting shoved around the map all over the place. It's been a fun learning experience for everyone.
So are we seeing the two-headed ogre much anymore?
Cho'Gall.
Yeah, you see him around. Good. He's not common, but he does pop up in games and very rarely in competitive play. Very rarely he never wins, like ever in competitive. So, but people still
come. I always root for Cho'Gall because it's such an interesting idea.
Yeah, he's a fun character.
Fuck. I'm trying to think of that Dota 2, item where you get to move somebody.
Dude, Zarya's going to be so interesting.
It's so popular and competitive.
Yeah. So, well, she's a ranged tank, so that will be an interesting... That we haven't had one of those, and...
What's her ultimate? It's literally the same thing, right?
It's probably all going to be the same.
They always give you two ultimates that you can choose from.
And
Zarya, she has the one that everyone's used to in Overwatch where it sucks people in, but the other one that people are saying is stronger is the opposite. It repels people away from a certain area, so it can be... really useful if you're trying to
Tracer's other one, because she's got her bomb.
Well, the interesting thing about Tracer is, and this is again speaks to their creativity and design, you get your ultimate right away, right off the bat.
Yep.
Tracer
She reloads her ultimate really quick if she's attacking.
Yeah, she charges it pretty quick, especially if you spec into it. But at level 10, you get to choose like an additional thing that bomb does. Does it slow your enemy? Does it do more damage percentage-based? So you can kind of decide at that point, you know, am I going against like two tanks? Do I need to like do something percentage-based to really chunk them down? Do I need to like get something that slows? Or do I want to – they give you an option that just lets you get it quicker. But yeah, so the patch has been good. Anytime a patch comes out like this, that's this big in Heroes of the Storm, there's always a bunch of bugs. This time around, it hasn't been too bad. They've been.
What do you think of the new map, by the way?
Let me interject really quick with Big Purple Cox. I don't think we've had any comedy for the last.
Okay.
So there you go. Big Purple Cox, everyone.
Okay.
All right.
That reminds me of Saints Row 3?
That was a dildo.
Oh, this isn't a dildo.
I'm saying regular cocks that are so hard that they turn purple.
Or there's a rubber band around them.
That's extreme. Yes. Yeah.
One thing I want to talk about with the map, though, I've heard this and I've looked for it and I haven't really seen it myself, but maybe it's true. Blizzard likes to put Easter eggs in their maps. And in this StarCraft map, there are two cores. And the cores are these big machines that are being piloted by people. And supposedly, that's supposed to be Boxer and I think Life, two very famous StarCraft 2, or maybe not even StarCraft 2, but StarCraft Life. Players.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a more recent one. I think Boxer might have been from Brood War or something. But it's supposed to be these two people piloting these systems. And at the end, when you blow one up, they jump out with a parachute. The parachute says GG on the top of it. It's funny, but
that's nice. Cool.
So that's supposed to be an Easter egg there. And there's a few others that I can't remember, but I have not been able to find them yet. In the spider one, which is my favorite, if you click on a gem, then who's that dude? Harrison, what's his name?
Harrison Jones.
Harrison Jones. He comes swinging down at the end when the core blows up. Like Indiana really? Jones. Yeah.
So, Bobby, they got rid of a map. Were you okay with that?
Yeah, well, they didn't get rid of it. They cycled it out. Yeah, Garden of Terror is one of the least popular maps, and they have so many at this point that they kind of need to start shortening the pool. You know how much I play Heroes. Well, as much as I played, I've only played the new map 4 times.
I feel the same way with Overwatch. I've played the new one 3, maybe 4 times.
I feel like it didn't come up a lot.
Yeah, well, that's like Counter-Strike. You know how Counter-Strike is? I think they've got 5 maps, and people like ban 1 or 2. Maybe they've got more than 5. You know, part of the ban cycle is to ban which maps aren't going to be played.
I have no idea.
And then competitively, you play the other maps.
And that's what they, they're going to do tournament.
There's 5, and they each ban 2, so that everybody just, so the final map is the one they play. Mm-hmm. So it's based off that. So the way Heroes works is, one team picks the map, and one team picks whether or not they go first. That's how that works, right?
What's going first means? Oh, picking.
Yeah, picking, ban. It varies per region. Korea actually does it differently than us, and there's some. After the last regional, some players were a little bitter about that whole thing, and they posted on Twitter, and Blizzard's looking into it, so they may switch it up. But, as it goes right now, if you get to pick the map, then the other team gets first pick, first ban.
Yeah.
And they're saying, and it also depends on what map you are. For instance, Infernal Shrines, you never want to be second pick on that. Second pick, you lose. And that's a big issue that people have with it, just because of the heroes that are strong on it. And it gets really heavy into drafting, which is a little complicated, but I'm trying to learn it.
Drafting is my favorite part of MOBA almost. Like, that's like the game.
Yeah, I feel like you can easily win the game in the draft.
Yeah.
So that is
so crazy.
Very, very important.
Man, people. Those football guys got to get into it, because the drafting portion and the game all happens within an hour, as opposed to like a draft and a season, which takes all year, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, man, it's all accelerated.
Well, it's two different formats. All these things are tournament style. They don't have seasons. Well, Korea does for HOTS. But
if you enjoy...
League of Legends has lots of seasons.
If you enjoy competition...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the
tournament is just always more exciting anyway, like that kind of format.
You can't beat tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
All right, so that's HOTS. What do you guys want to talk about?
wait, before we move off from HOTS, the new guy that came out, he's an assassin, right?
Yeah, he's an assassin, a melee assassin.
And is he good or is he not?
New thing.
The telekinesis, we already talked about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And which is crazy for an assassin. I would imagine most likely he's just bringing people towards him to finish him off.
Yeah, there's a combo to it. There's definitely an order to cast the abilities. You bring people towards you, and then you have an ability that is like a spike. It's like a big triangle in front of you. So the further away someone is from you, it's really, really hard to hit them. So you bring them in with a pull, and that sets you up for the spike. And then he's got a little lightning thing that he shoots just for sustain.
But, and what's his ultimate?
His ultimate, and this is a new thing they've done, you can choose one ultimate at 10, and then at 20, usually you have some really good options as well. You can choose his other ultimate at 20. So you can technically have both abilities.
That's cool.
One of them, he becomes invincible for a second, and if you touch him, he just does a really powerful attack straight ahead. The other one is a dash that you have to charge, and you can't take any damage. It's funny, when people see a hero, they make up their mind. Like when Ariel came out, the someone from Diablo, everyone was like, oh, she can resurrect people? Oh, man, that's going to be insane. And then we soon found out it's not very good. Everybody takes the other ultimate, which is like
a shield, right?
Yeah, protective.
Same thing on Overwatch. What's her name isn't played as much anymore in the competitive scene.
Anna?
Oh, the sniper?
No, the one that brings everybody back to life.
Oh, Mercy?
Mercy? I did not see her at all. I watched some competitive
Overwatch. They buffed her heals recently. Well,
okay, everybody got wiped. You bring them back to life. Guess what? All those people are still there to wipe them out again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I haven't watched enough competitive Overwatch to see how the meta has kind of shifted, but I imagine it's developing because it was pretty new at the point I was watching. People were really figuring stuff out.
And the way I understand it, if you follow the website you guys watch for Gosu, if you follow Gosu on any social media for Heroes of the Storm, Overwatch, I think. I might be overstepping my bound here, but I think it's going to be David Edwin who manages the account now for them.
Really?
On that game.
And
I was like, hey, dude, you don't even have enough levels to fucking to play competitive. He's like, doesn't matter, bro. Well, he said he was trying to get in on HOTS, and they were like, well, they had a consolation prize. So interesting, right?
That's cool.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that. So
spoilers.
I stopped going to the Chive. Because
congratulations, that site sucks.
No, it's fucking awesome, but their malware was just, you know, through the roof. I had to stop going there. So what do I do when I sit down? I just want to veg out because I got 2 minutes.
Imager.
Walk away.
Boom. I hit the front page, by the way.
Generally.
Congratulate me.
On what?
On Imager.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. What'd you put up?
You know how Imager works, right?
People vote up.
Or yeah. Imgur. Some call it Imgur, but the correct name is Imager. So you post up like a picture or an album.
Yeah.
And it goes into user submitted. And you can choose to go into user submitted.
Was it ours about podcasts? Is that the one that won it?
No.
Oh.
My name's Chad.
Yeah.
Sam, actually, your girlfriend.
Oh, the combination of Chad ones?
Yeah. No. Sam was asked me to send her some pictures of from my Chad folder.
Right.
And I was like,
you want to explain the Chad folder before you go on?
It's just pictures. It's just things I've saved that have Chad in it. It's
comics, like, usually.
Yeah.
Like one or two panel comics.
Or tweets or, you know, whatever. Have you seen any of these, Bobby? Have I shared any of these?
No, I've not.
It's pretty good. They're pretty good.
Anyways, so she's like, can I get some of these? Because I want to share them with somebody.
She has a new friend named Chad.
Yeah. So the best way that I could think of to do it was just post it on Imager and send her the link so she could just pull whatever.
Okay.
So I just did that, but I have to put it public because apparently I got over 1,000 likes on my Chad folder. So yeah,
a lot of Chads out there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, had you tried to get on the first page?
Oh, I tried before.
Yeah.
No, not possible. You got to just put, so funny. It's just random luck.
By the way, you were just remixing other people's fucking shit. You made a compilation. You didn't do any of the cum swallowing, but you put a compilation together.
Yep.
And you're famous now.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
Anyways, the Chive. You were talking the Chive.
No, I was just saying I don't go there anymore. So what do I do when I just want to veg out for a little bit? Now I just sit down, I go to Steam, and I go through my, what is it called? When you just click the 10 games that they suggest?
The queue?
The queue. Yeah. The buying queue or whatever it is. So anyway, I just, it's not even really paying attention. It's mostly just clicking and talking to Sam because she never shuts up. And Knock Knock came up. And Knock Knock is this kind of, god damn, it must be the weirdest game I've played in a long time. It looks freaky. You kind of play as a cel-shaded 2D character that's, man, I really got to give it to them. It's got good ratings. It's got really good ratings. They really suggest over and over that you play in the dark, you play by yourself, and you set your alarm for 4 a.m. to wake up and play for 1 hour and then go back to bed. Because
what the fuck?
Yeah, because the character is doing the exact same thing that you are. He keeps hearing things in the middle of the night, but he's kind of like a, you know, he's like an evil genius type character.
Okay.
So he's kind of used to dealing with this kind of shit, like supernatural stuff. Man, is this game weird. We don't know how to win. We don't know how to progress, but fuck, man, the hairs on my arm stood up at a certain point.
Like scary?
Yeah, like scary. Like scary.
I played like 5 minutes of this on a train about a year and a half ago on my cell phone.
On a train? On your cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I bought this off of Humble, and it went to my Steam account, but then also like it was, there was an Android version of it, so it's my Humble library as well.
I didn't think that Android could, I mean, mobile could do this, but it looks really good for the graphics that they have. You know, it's this kind of like South Park kind of graphics, I don't know what you call that. Yeah, paper mache. Yeah. 3D paper mache or whatever. And you're kind of like, we did progress, but we don't know how we did it. And we went like 4 or 5 levels, and there's a spiral world, and you're going towards the center of the spiral, but we didn't get to the middle. You got to hide most of the time because there's terrors. But basically, you're supposed to play this when you're confused because he's confused about what's real and what's not.
Does
that make any sense?
So he's kind of like schizophrenic or something?
No, but I think there's real terrors going on. So let's say you go into a room. Your character has to first turn on the light, which always takes repairs. And then he has to stand there until his eyes adjust to the room.
Oh, God. I'm out already. Yeah.
And then if the eyes adjust, you might just see a desk in the background. And in that desk, you can hide. Or the fucking monster has been talking to you like, I need to see your face. Like that might be there. So, goddamn.
So can you die? Like,
well, when you die, you just wake back up and it's Groundhog's Day.
Oh,
you don't want that to happen because you got to go fix all the lights in the house again.
And that's the point, is to turn the lights on?
I don't know. I don't know how to progress.
Wow.
I really don't.
Could you give us any less information?
I don't know. We turned on all the lights in the room and we didn't progress. So
yeah. No, I think I hit the same wall as you. I was very confused as to how to continue. But yeah, the monster does have a very creepy voice. It is like, it's kind of a weird, it's hard to explain this game without actually seeing it or actually playing it, because when you play it, it does creep you out.
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't seem like it would. Anything animated is automatically like, hey, how could that be scary? But there's something very creepy about this game.
Sounds unique, though. That's
definitely unique. Like,
that's positive.
To inject psychological thriller into like a game,
like a side scroller too.
Yeah, side scroller.
Yeah,
yeah. Because there's no immersion.
Yeah,
you would think. Seriously. And he's talking to you the whole time. It's a good game. Very, very good game.
And how much is this, by the way?
I don't know. I played it off of Chad Bobby's account. Chad Bob's.
Chad Bob's.
Chobbs.
Chobbs. It's $9.99, but this game has popped up a lot on bundles and specials.
Yeah.
Historical lowest price on Steam was $1.49.
So there you go.
Last November.
Hmm.
And don't pick it up and be like, whoa, I'm blown away. Like those 80s guys playing the video games from the side view, and they're all like falling out.
The
hair is going back. Yeah. No, that's not going to happen. But if you give it 20, 30 minutes, you might say, what the fuck? What the fuck? Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Yeah. What's Melee again?
All right. So this is going to be my 10 minutes of WoW talk. So if you're not interested, fast forward 10 minutes from right now.
Okay. Where are we at right now, Bobby?
About an hour.
Okay. Cool. Whew. So come back in an hour 10 if you have no interest in WoW. Okay. So anyways, I just wanted to bring up the fact that WoW punishes you for being Melee.
That wasn't me, surprisingly, if you guys heard that.
They wouldn't have. So WoW punishes you for being Melee, basically. They do a lot of things to try to punish. I don't know what a better term than punish. Like, they do things to make you move and get away and prevent you from DPSing. I'm in five mans. So when you played WoW, you started off and they had the classes, right?
Right.
Warlock, Mage,
right.
Priest, all those classes.
Right.
So the first additional class came out. That was Death Knight, right?
Never saw that.
Okay, that Wrath of the Lich King Death Knight came out, okay. Right? Then the next class came out, Monk. The only DPS version of the Monk is a Melee class. Right. Death Knight obviously is Melee.
Right.
So now this new expansion comes out. What class did they release? Demon Hunter. Guess what? That's Melee only. So now they've, from Vanilla WoW, they've released three new classes. All of them are Melee only classes.
Right.
And
while they're up front, are they doing more damage per second than anybody else?
Generally, Melees tend to do more damage. The thing is, a lot of fights prevent Melees from being in there. They've got to move. They got to get out.
Right,
they got to.
Right.
So Melee can do more damage, but they have to deal with moving and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, other classes have to deal with that too. So I'm just finding this odd. I'm playing and trade chats going on, and a lot of like raids are a lot of raid guilds are asking for people. And guess what? They're just asking any range class. They don't give a shit. You can be an elemental shaman. You can be a fucking hunter if you want. Like, they don't give a shit because so many people are playing Melee because there's so many new classes and they're all Melee focused. You know what I mean?
Some of the older ones were Melees too. Rogue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Warrior. They still already have all those old ones. And the kicker, the cherry on top, the thing that... And I like that they did this, but it just proves my point, is they changed Survival Hunter to a Melee spec.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So not only did they add these three new classes that are all Melee focused, they took one of the core range classes and turned one of their specs into a Melee class.
I guess what I'm asking is, are the Melee doing so much damage that when they have to run away and they come back, do they overall do more damage than the range? And there you go. Then who cares?
But it all depends on like the experience, the
oh, the skill.
No, not just the skill, but like the encounter. Some encounters are very good for Melee. Some of them are very bad for
right.
Melee.
But meanwhile, you're flooded with all these Melee classes.
Yeah, I'm in a small guild. We've got about 10 people or whatever.
When did this happen?
We've got about 10 people.
Is it called DL Gaming? Because otherwise, leave it right now.
No, it's a work. It's a bunch of work buddies. So I'm in this
doing work.
No. It's actually called House Ironwood. It's a long story. Anyways,
I wish I didn't ask.
We've got a healer that we kind of use. We've got a tank that we kind of use, and we've got about five DPS. Four of those DPS are Melee. So most of the five mans we go in, it's a tank, three Melee, and a healer. Like, that's just what we have to deal with now because so many classes are Melee.
Do you feel like maybe you have a skewed perspective because you're in guild that has this certain layout?
No, but I mean, just look at how many specs there are, how many classes there are, and how many of them are Melee. They just keep adding Melee. That's my kind of frustration is they haven't added a range spec since vanilla. They haven't added one at all. Mm. So that's all. That was my insight into WoW this week.
All right. I bought Halicin.
Before we leave WoW, I wanted to just ask Bobby, how's his WoW experience going?
It's going good.
Are you top level?
Yeah, I'm 110, and I've completed all the quests in the Broken Isles, but I'm working on Suramar now, which is like the last area that you do.
Yeah, you have to be 110 to go into Suramar.
Yeah. Okay. Are you soloing everything?
Yeah, I'm doing most of this by myself.
Now, I think, Chad, you're doing like harder and harder five-mans, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's where, and Bobby, earlier today, you were saying maybe you don't know what to do now.
Well, I'm kind of reaching a point where I feel like I'm topping out. I feel like I need to progress. Like each area you go into, they say you have 0 out of 5 or 0 out of 11 chapters done. And I've got 2 out of 11 in Suramar, but I don't even know what happens when you finish all of that.
You can't finish Suramar until the raids are done, because 1 of the 11 doesn't even open up until you hit Exalted with Suramar.
Oh, okay.
So you've got a ways to go.
Yeah.
So are you excited about, like, if there's one thing that brings me back, it would be five-mans. Like, five-mans are super fun.
Yeah. Well, all I've been doing is queuing up for random dungeons, getting placed with random people, and just plowing through a few easy ones. I don't have the item level.
I don't understand why you're not playing with me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we're not on at the same time or something, but I need to get better gear. I don't know. Maybe we should get together, because I'm kind of confused as to what exactly I should be doing now. It's not like a clear path.
We'll talk, you guys talk after off, this. Yeah,
talk because, off. Yeah. Usually it's like, save it for the podcast. This one, not on the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Save it for after the podcast.
Now, let me get back to all my 8-bit games that I play. Halcyon 5 came out, and this was, I believe it came out last week.
How do you pronounce that?
I have no idea. Halcyon?
Halcyon? No. Halcyon, yes. Halcyon.
Halcyon? Yeah, that's what I said initially. Anyway.
Yeah, you did Halcyon.
Fuck you.
Okay.
So anyway, this is a very ambitious game. I believe, you know, this is a Kickstarter, and they promise a lot of things, and I feel like...
Halcyon 6?
Yeah, I put 5. Apparently, wow. This is a sequel.
You're playing a really old game.
Yeah. So, I think what happened here is they didn't do so much graphically so that they could get a lot of content in otherwise. The story... Everything that you do. I feel like everybody was playing side scrollers and then Grand Theft Auto 3 came out, and you're like, whoa, I can do all these things. This game kind of has everything. It has everything. So Deep Space Nine, is that the
Star Trek one?
Star Trek one. Okay. So you have a star base. Right. But you also send out fleets. So then they are kind of like Star Trek. So you kind of have a star base and which fights. And then you also have these fleets that, no, not a ship.
Oh,
well, initially it's a ship, but then you can make fleets of up to 3.
Okay.
But then you can have 3 fleets of 3 each. But not just that, but also you have to have officers exploring, because you're kind of doing, it's kind of like a Mass Effect where you're on the Citadel and it's this old thing that nobody knows how it works. So at the same time, you have officers digging new tunnels, and that makes it more like XCOM, where you have all these rooms and you're excavating these rooms to unlock old tech. And then
sounds cool so far.
Now, outside of that, you have all these competing factions. You have all these different maybe outposts that are feeding you resources, but they're threatened by the pirates constantly. You got to go protect them. And then my favorite part probably is when put it up on the big screen, and you get the scene where, like, you're the captain, you can see the whole bridge, and then whoever you're talking to is up on the big screen.
Yeah.
Exactly like Star Trek.
Like Star Trek.
Yeah. And they're saying like stuff to you and stuff, and they're going for comedy here. And I chuckled a couple times.
How well do they pull all this off though?
For me personally, they spread it a little too thin, only that the combat is not as fun as I would want it to be.
The combat looks Final Fantasy-esque.
That's what it is. Like, that's what it is for sure.
3v3 turn-based.
Yeah, and the effects are really good for an 8-bit. The effects are not 8-bit. They're like, you know, they're using a bunch of lighting effects and stuff, and it looks cool. And you could do a bunch of stuff, like drone swarm is what you just saw, and that's like a dot, basically.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, you almost have like an away crew for Star Trek where you use two red shirts that are kind of like supposed to die every time. Okay. But you can't lose the officer.
Gotcha.
Like, it's got so much Star Trek into it. It's got Mass Effect. It's got so much stuff.
Is it worth the $20?
Yes. Hands down. If all of this sounds good to you and you can let graphics just kind of slide... Absolutely.
The graphics aren't bad, though.
No, it's good 8-bit graphics. Not fantastic. Good 8-bit graphics. If you can let graphics slide as far as, like, you're not going to be wowed. This is not
Star Citizen. But you said the combat's boring.
I haven't played enough. There was too much micromanaging in this for me personally. Okay. I've got to keep running the base to make sure that gets going. I got to make sure that all of these things... in space are keep feeding me, and I got to protect them from the space pirates.
Gotcha.
Meanwhile, I got eight quests over here, and they're all flashing at me, and I was like, oh, geez, I am stressed
out. You know what this reminds me of is Star Wars Rebellion, that game from the 90s, because it was the exact
same thing. RTS, right?
What's that?
RTS?
No, 4X.
Oh, okay.
Turn-based strategy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, pretty sure you're the only one who played it.
Yeah. It's come up on the podcast many times. But just the way that you have this giant universe, and then there are all these different things that you can do, and each thing that you can do is like a little game unto itself. Hmm. That kind of reminds me of Rebellion.
I did not play $19.99 for this. I paid $16.99, I think.
Yeah, it was on sale for quite a while when it first came out on the 9th.
Guys, don't let any of the negative stuff that I'm saying... detract you. If any of what I said sounds good, like Deep Space Nine, I really enjoyed. You definitely have that going on. Star Trek, I don't know which one I would say here. That definitely applies. Mostly Star Trek, but
you like Deep Space Nine, Star Trek. Mostly Star Trek.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of them specifically.
Deep Space Nine is Star Trek also.
Which is the newest, not the newest one, but the one where they went in.
Voyager? Enterprise.
Voyager.
Voyager.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. I don't know why.
We suck as nerds, by the way.
Voyager, for some reason, really, really.
With
it seems like it fits here.
With Captain Janeway.
The best soundtrack or the best intro song.
But guys, you get to build each ship for each officer.
That's true.
You get to learn this officer.
Much stuff to do? Was that what you would say?
Maybe for a guy who does a podcast and has two businesses, yeah. But
and played Overwatch for 80% of the time.
That's the other thing, yeah. I can't say anything bad about this game except for too much micromanaging. Otherwise, stellar game.
Okay, cool.
All right, raving thumbs up there for
Allison 5. So I'm just throwing this out here. I got into the Dreadnought closed beta. The problem is they have a non-disclosure agreement.
Okay.
So I can't actually talk about it.
And you're not playing it anyway, so.
So I've started to, but I haven't played much. But I, unfortunately, I can't talk about it. So if and when.
Tease next week.
If and when they drop the non-disclosure, I will talk about Dreadnought.
Cool.
So if you're interested. Just
stay tuned.
Yeah.
Same bat channel, bat time.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, before we go any further, I really got to go to the bathroom.
All right.
See,
can we take a break?
Let me show you how to do this. First, you don't announce it. Okay.
All right. Let's pick it up there.
Yeah. Right when you think that I got rid of all that syphilis, it's syphilis reborn. Yep. Actually, it's Sisyphus reborn. This is one of those free games that somebody built really, I don't know how long it took him or what it was, but it doesn't look like it took much. It looks like he did it in probably 2 or 3 weeks. The graphics are not great. The mechanics are terrible. And somehow, it's a really, really good game. If you look at the reviews, it's really well received. It's free. You can download it. It's tiny. It's black and white. It's basically a philosophical game. You get through, I can't say much about it, but if you can put graphics aside and you can put gameplay aside and just want a good experience, I guarantee
it looks so bad.
I can guarantee that this is a good experience.
How long is the game, is the experience?
I would say 10 to like 13 minutes if I was going to be exact.
But another one of these free games that you should just do.
But I felt I felt hope, I felt despair. I felt a bunch
really?
Of yeah. It's really like I didn't know what to do. And then I figured out what to do and I felt vindicated and fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really, really good. If you look, it's very positive. You know, it's 140 reviews, but I
240. Really, really, you have it. The worst eyesight ever.
I said 140, huh?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm drunk. All right, so yeah, if you have 10 minutes of relaxation time, check it out.
Let's get to the important thing, though, Bobby.
Or do we want to talk about the G900 and then we'll just finish out?
No.
With me?
No.
No. No. I just spoke.
Yeah. Let's talk.
It's never stopped you before.
Yeah, it really hasn't. Especially now that you're drunk.
First of all, rude. And B, I don't even like you.
All right, Bobby, talk.
All right. Well, I was bringing something up before we started recording, and you guys wanted me to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I figured I would.
We do that a lot, by the way.
Chad does it the most.
So when we're setting up, it takes us an hour to get set up. We talk video games the whole time, and the whole time I'm yelling, save it for the podcast, save it for the podcast, save it for the podcast, and these two assholes just never don't.
Maybe
do.
We should just hit record, like, as soon as you guys walk in the door.
Yeah, I think we should.
The DL Gaming, you know, behind the scenes, uncut.
If we had, like, lapel mics, we could do it.
Oh, and by the way, Bobby, I think that thing that you said that you wouldn't say on here, I think it's totally fine to say on here.
No, I totally could. I just didn't want to really bring that
the funniest part of your whole story. Yeah, of course.
Anyways,
welcome back to entertainment.
You talk about everyone. This. I want to hear. Okay, no,
let's just talk around it for the next.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Secrets.
No. All right. Esports.
Yeah. So a lot of you know that I work at a middle school, and they do lunch clubs. I don't know if you guys had those. We never had those, but lunch clubs. You know, like chess club or something like that.
I was in chess club for a little bit.
Wow, nerd. All right. What I've started,
it's a school for retards, right?
Yeah.
No, this is actually one of the, nicest, biggest, most expensive and most highest achieving schools in San Diego County. It's kind of a big deal.
That's not, saying a whole lot for San Diego County. I hate to tell you this.
Or America. No, I think we're doing, 34th in education. Okay. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'll get off politics.
Yeah.
Okay.
34th.
But I started a club, an esports club. I talked to a kid about. So basically kids come into my office, which is almost as big as my house. Do I have a big office or a small house? Both. But they come into my office. We watch, replays of competitive games during lunch.
Do you guys talk about it or do you just watch it?
Does the principal know about this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got permission slips.
Are they getting credit of any sort?
No. This is during lunch. This is not like any
sort. Oh, this is just for
this is to stop
giggles.
This is to stop kids from doing drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I see.
Okay.
Cool. It kind of is.
Do you guys do drugs while you're watching?
Yep.
Oh, okay. No.
Just popping mollies.
Yeah, with the kids.
For the kids.
But, you know, it's a way for, especially like the newer kids, to kind of assimilate into groups and mingle with other students and kind of share common interests. So I talked to a kid about it last year. He wanted to head up the club because you always have to have a student rep for it. So I was like, yeah, dude, let's do it. And, of course, I'm worried about them making a mess because if you've ever seen a pack of kids eat, you could not tell the difference between that and like wild
hyenas
that got loose in your
house. I got a question. Do kids come in packs? Is that what you call a group of packs?
A group of kids.
A group of kids?
Or
ensemble?
An asshole of kids.
An asshole of kids.
All right, so esports.
Yeah, so we started off watching Overwatch this week, and a lot of, you know, I kind of polled the kids to see what they want.
When you say kids, plural, so more than one showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I didn't know how many I was going to get, but I had about 15 to 20.
Wow! That's a lot.
That's like more than you have in your class, right?
Yeah. 1,700 kids at this school. It's a big
I know, but 15.
Yeah, that's more podcasts. Yeah. I mean, we have podcast listeners.
Yeah.
15 boys.
We could have doubled our listenership.
I'm sure the girl was a smoke show, by the way.
Yeah.
She's
she's 12.
Seventh grader is hot.
Yeah. She's 12.
Yes. Go on. Yeah. What was she wearing?
Oh, my God. No, she's really cool, actually. She was really into it. Like, she's asking me if we're going to be watching, like, TF2 competitive and, like, all this other shit. And then I had one kid who's like, what about StarCraft 2? And, like, the one kid wanted StarCraft 2. I was like, maybe we'll
switch that in.
No, it wasn't Korean. Oh. But, you know, it was really cool to be able to talk to these kids and kind of relate to them on that level and kind of hear their
opinions cool.
and everything. And it was really cool to, like, sit down and watch this with a crowd. And I think that's what's really missing with esports, because almost any day of the week I can walk down the road and I can watch the San Diego Padres play, or once a week I can go see the Chargers play. Well, football's a little rare, but
you can see stand-up comedy, and stand-up comedy is so much better.
Yeah,
and
it's very infectious when you're in a crowd like that.
Yeah, for sure.
And the only other time other than this that I've really been in a crowd watching an event was 2 years ago when someone rented out the Hall of Champions and showed the finals of Dota 2 back in 2014.
Which we were supposed to do this year and didn't.
Yeah, we kept talking about doing that, but a lot of people turned out for that. But it is so different watching esports in that.
It's like an event.
But there's no opportunity to do it. That's a problem. I mean, you can't get into BlizzCon. I could fly up to Seattle and go to PAX. Everything is like you got to plan a vacation around doing
it.
So I don't know. I wish there was more local community-driven stuff like
which
that.
Which is kind of ironic because we are in the convention capital. It's got to be of the
Las Vegas
and
then
us.
Yeah.
So we're number two. We're definitely number two.
San Francisco's got a lot, too.
I did some Uber driving a couple of years ago, and the airport and the convention center and all of the biggest airports are on one road within 2 miles of each other. It's all gorgeous the entire drive. So why wouldn't you?
So the C Sports Club is actually
a success.
so far.
It's kind of like the Peach Pit on.
I didn't want, and I've ran other clubs before in the past, but I was really hoping that I wasn't just going to get a bunch of kids in there that really just wanted to dick around or do whatever and make a mess of my room. But I was hoping to keep it kind of small so I could keep it in my office. So it really worked out. I'm hoping it kind of stays this size. We'll see. The whole permission slip thing kind of, I think, was a barrier to entry for a lot of them. So that kind of kept the riffraff out. You know, they got to get their parents to sign off
on it. But obviously, you're deciding what's being shown. Obviously, right?
Yeah.
They're
voting, right? They're giving their opinion, but you ultimately make the decision.
A lot of them want to watch Counter-Strike Go and League of Legends. Those are the two big ones. But you know, we have some fringe interests that you know we'll get to as well. So I told them like every week it's going to be something different. We're going to rotate.
That's cool. And he is definitely the coolest.
for sure.
If he wasn't already, he just leapfrogged the competition.
Yep.
Yeah. It's
Mr.
Cool
Malcolm that has that really cool computer.
Past the one teacher that teaches the math leads.
There were some kids who definitely looked like the quiet, shy type who ordinarily wouldn't do this type of thing, and they were part of the group. So I felt good about that. But we watched the Overwatch, basically the games that are deciding who's going to be playing at BlizzCon.
Oh, nice.
Overwatch. And there were some pretty good games.
Yeah, what do you call those? Anyways, sorry.
Yeah, I can't. Regionals or finals or something, but it was between Turkey and France. I think next week going to do Counter-Strike, but we'll see how it goes. Keep you posted.
Is there any way that you can parlay this into a real class with credits that?
No, but
why not though?
But this is the dream. Like this is like my grand.
We haven't heard of this. This is a DL Gaming first right here.
Exclusive.
I have no idea what he's about to say.
No, I mean, I don't know. It obviously would require a lot of effort, but I would like to make like an intramural league of esports, you know, the same way that they do.
12-year-olds whoop up on all of us.
It would be so hard to do at like that level. It would be way better in the high school level, but I don't really have that opportunity. But like an intramural league between different schools or something like that.
That'd be cool.
Baby steps. Right now I'm doing the club. Well, you know, plan maybe like an outing or two with these kids every so often. We're going to go down to Game Sync. It has to be separated from the school, though.
My man crush on you just grown exponentially, dude.
You know, like League of Legends does a college. They do the college bowl or whatever.
Yeah. And I've looked into it, and there's a place up in San Francisco that actually does like a high school league, where different high schools will play each other. And it's mostly League and Counter-Strike, the two biggest ones. But
yeah,
I'd love to institutionalize that. But it starts with building that base community. And
middle school is a tough one. You only get kids for 2 years, too.
3 years. Oh, junior high is 2 years, but these kids are middle school. 3 years. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, and they're at an age where they're very, like, frenetic. I'm into this. This is me now, you know. And then 5 minutes later, it's like, nope, this is me, and this is my personality now.
I never got out of that age. That's weird.
You're still...
still into that.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'll keep you posted. And
I'm super excited about this. This is really
cool. I'm so jelly. I wish I...
If I do run an event, then you guys could be like, oh, I'll see if I can hire you as... I don't know.
I'm not allowed within 3 feet.
I knew that joke was coming. I knew that joke was coming at some point.
No, that wasn't a joke. That was serious. we could be shoutcasters.
I took a piss outside my truck. Just one time. Anyway.
And the kid fell over onto it. Anyways, but we could shoutcast while
Well, you know, anytime you do things with kids, you always got to have chaperones too. And I mean, I don't know if you guys are the best people to be looking after kids, but you know, it's not.
I did it today,
work.
Actually. I'm actually really good with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's literally the same age mentally.
Sam says it all the time. I'm better with her kids than I am. Her kid. So I bought the G900, the most expensive
mouse that's right.
In the world, as far as I know. It's called the Chaos Spectrum. This is by Logitech.
This is the one we were talking... We talked a couple months ago about different...
I had to one-up you. That's basically all this is.
Gotcha. So this is the wireless version, right? This is the wireless one.
Yes.
That is ambidextrous.
Yeah, which I don't need. But it's nice that it's there.
Yep. Is it all it was cracked up to be?
So I ended up paying out the door about $144 for this.
Okay.
It's not bad for that mouse.
And
it looks very similar to yours, right, Bobby?
No, mine looks nothing like that.
Really?
What's interesting about this game or this mouse is that...
Because I'm looking at it. It looks pretty similar.
The battery had to be very heavy so that it could have...
The wireless part?
Yeah, not just that, but to be able to say that you can get through a whole tournament without having to replug it in. 36 hours of gameplay, they say.
Okay. That's quite a lot.
That's with the light turn off, right? Because the light takes up about half. So who really cares about the lights? Who really cares about... Let's get to the nitty-gritty. I've never really been one about user experience. You know, there's a lot of unboxings on YouTube. Never really watched those. Although I know that's what they do. It's all about the user experience. What kind of box does it show up in? How is the information given to you? How do you use this item? How comfortable is it? All that stuff. I would say the user experience for this is very low. If I'm going to buy the most expensive mouse in the world, I want something. I did not get that. Okay.
So,
there's no user. The user manual that comes with it is what you would get with an IKEA. It's a bunch of shapes with arrows, and there's four panels, and that's it. This goes in here, that goes in there. That's it, pretty much. Everything is supposed to come with the Logitech software.
Yep.
Now, Chad, did you download that for your keyboard?
You goddamn Skippy.
It's pretty robust and pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Because my keyboard and my mouse are both Logitech, and so it's the same
software.
And they sync. Yeah, it's the same software.
If you tell one to be blue... You can check the box, and they'll both do the blue hue back and forth.
Well, my keyboard is only black and white, so I can't do the hues.
But you could.
Theoretically,
Theoretically, you could.
Yeah.
And who cares? Okay, these are colors, blah, blah, blah. What about the mouse? Why would somebody pay $150 for this mouse? I think the worst part of the US user experience, the box is great. Everything was really nice inside, really well put together. There's a button on the bottom. I have no idea what it does. I have a rough idea now, but I had to go to maybe 5-6 websites. No, because there is no user manual. And somewhere in the box, it says this item does not actually.
He's dying a little bit.
I'm a little sick. On Amazon, it says this item does not have a user's manual. So, yeah.
But you can find that stuff all online anyway.
But if there's no user's manual, what do you have to rely on? Other people's unboxings. That's all there is.
Well, it should have a user manual online somewhere.
Yeah, they always
official Logitech one. Sites.
I was sober when I did this. Maybe there is. I couldn't find one. So
usually they put that under the support section.
I was there. I was there, and I downloaded the client, and there's no.
So talk to us about the actual experience.
No.
Let's just talk about the manual.
I really want to get to this. Because if I were to buy the most expensive car in the world, obviously that's going to come with bells and whistles. I didn't get
it's going to come with a giant fucking engine that'll shoot you into space.
You know what I mean, though?
No, I got you.
You know what I mean? Like,
what are you paying your money for?
Yes. What am I getting for my money?
Because you were really hyped on this mouse. You wanted me to buy this mouse.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm getting the middle of the road. I don't need wireless.
And
Give me that fucking wired.
I'm glad you did. But in using, this thing is a fucking dream. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really nice. The clicking's great. The side buttons are the smoothest things I've ever touched in my whole life. Smoother than your mother's nipples. They are.
That is smooth.
It is super smooth.
The ambidextrous thing, though.
Yeah, it looks a little narrow to me. It doesn't have that thing under the thumb to keep
you that's
from
what
like,
I'm
catching.
It's so funny. When I was reading about this mouse, am I really going to drop this? The big thing for them was like we gave it such a heavy battery, we had to like skimp on everything else as far as weight. So they shaved every single thing they could. So it kind of feels like you're holding a skeleton, or maybe you're holding a case that a regular mouse comes in.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But it pulls it off in spades. You can set your mouse to what kind of surface you're using.
Yeah, mine does that too.
It has on the fly DPI changing, of course. Mm-hmm. But you can set those to exactly what you want, which I never thought that I would, but I totally used it like 3-4 times to dial everything in. Because if you're sniping, you don't want a certain thing. If you're web browsing, you don't want a certain thing. And when you're running and gunning, you don't want a certain thing.
Yeah.
So I'm right. They're all very close to each other, but they are all very specific.
Gotcha. So it's two button and a mouse wheel, and then two on the thumb. Is that how it goes?
Pretty much that's what you'll be using, except for the DPI setting.
Okay.
Ones, which are two other ones, which don't get
it. Do you have the mouse wheel lock on and off?
Yes. You have the one that makes it like...
Free wheel.
Yeah, free wheel.
And then you click it again and it does the clicking version of the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Besides that, it looks like the Batmobile. It looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah, they all look really good now.
You can disconnect it and... As they say, it'll go for 36 gaming hours, which I don't know, but.
And it charges by the front. You don't have to like flip it over like a Mac mouse or anything like that. It just charges like a normal mouse.
Here's a great thing. Let's say you were in an Overwatch game. You get the warning, which is on your screen, that it's low battery. Easily 4 seconds. You could connect a wire and just keep playing.
Okay.
And the wire is so light.
Are you using it wireless? Because my mouse is wireless as well, but I always keep it connected with the USB cable over there. And then when I use it here for the TV, then that's when I use it wirelessly. But if I'm at my computer desk, it's like, fuck it. I'll just keep it plugged in.
To be honest, I really can't. The wire is so light that I can't detect the difference.
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I paid so much, I need to disconnect it just to have. Now.
He actually just uses it on his chest just because he can.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
There's more nitty gritty?
Yeah, there's more. The nittier of the grittier.
We're down to the individual DPI?
I don't think that it was.
When you're jerking off?
No.
Is that what we were talking about?
What do you call it when something's not real, but you like take a pill and it does something just because your mind does it? Placebo.
Placebo.
My scores did go up on Overwatch after playing this, and this is why I play so much Overwatch. I was doing really, really well.
With Roadhog, I'm assuming.
No, I play a lot. I learned when playing
competitive. Yeah, competitive. You got to switch it up.
You got to. Yeah, there's two healers, two tanks, two DPS, and a lot of times it was up to me to play DPS, and I'm not good at any of the assassins, so I almost had to learn on the fly.
Soldier 76, baby.
Well, yeah,
Call of Duty Light. Let's do it.
But anyway, can I suggest it for the money? I don't. It's all relative.
You've played around with mine, right?
Not enough to say. Okay.
Because mine was about, what, $70, I think?
My big, and another thing about
yours was twice as much, right?
When I got my new one, it's like, oh, it had these weights that I could put in and have the weight perfectly where I wanted. No weights, no counterweights.
Because it's fucking heavy, because it's got a giant fucking battery in it.
It's super light, dude. It's super light. Too light.
Too light.
But I'm getting used to it. And the side buttons, I'm getting used to and everything. It's a quality item. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
We got a listener question that could take us another hour.
Well, what should we do here, guys? Do you want to...
Should we push it?
For next year?
Should we push it a week?
Next year. Next.
Is it really going to take that long? My answer is not.
I have
long.
Three answers.
Oh, my God.
I have an answer that could take half an hour.
I don't think you're allowed to have three answers to one question.
It's all our right. fucking podcast. We can do what I want.
I can nail down to one.
Why don't we push this till next week?
All right, we'll table it.
Okay. Thank you, Mobius X1. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week on your listener question. If you want to give us a listener question, we usually don't table it.
You got cut because we had to talk about mice for a half an hour.
That's true. That's true.
But hey, no, fuck you, man. Oh, by the way, did we skip something also on highlights and lowlights?
No, that was it.
No, I think that was it.
Let me go back and check. Although I am looking, I'm in the market for a new mouse, so it.
Do use mine.
I definitely was considering, but I don't know. You really got to get hands on with these things before you make a final decision.
Totally.
So I might just.
Just like girlfriends.
Right. You're good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
If you want to leave us a question like Mobius X1 did, hit us up on our Steam group, DL Gaming.
We hardly ever get user questions, so it cracks me up because all the other podcasts all the other podcasts I listen to, they get inundated and they're just like, they take like random ones. They're like, oh, well, write us in, guys. You know, sorry we couldn't get to all of them. We get like one every like month and we're just like, sorry, guys, we couldn't get to it. Yeah.
No, we normally get to them. This, I don't know what took so long.
I try to buffer stuff when I think we don't have a lot of content and then it ends up going forever.
That never happens.
Well, we're going to run through these news.
Right. Yeah.
Paladins is going into open beta. It's a lot further along than when you played it, Chad, from what I've heard. They've changed it completely.
I played it just like a month ago.
No, dude, that was like 3 months ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Because I remember a lot of people were playing at that same time, and I don't think the reception was as positive as they liked. So you're saying they've made quite a bit of changes?
Yeah, and now it's on Steam, and it has achievements, and it's free. So go fucking try it out. Divinity Original Sin 2 just out of nowhere just dropped on my fucking table. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? I don't know. So I actually texted Bobby. I was like, Bobby, are we buying this? Like, what do we do? It's $45, which is fine.
It's early access. $45 will get you the full game, right?
But yes. After Emilio texted me, I went on Steam, I checked it out, and it says right there under early access, this is only 8 to 12 hours of gameplay. And 8 to 12 hours for a Divinity game
the
is
the first
like,
one was 90.
Yeah. That's 10% of the game.
Okay, so right now, 10% is available.
Yeah. So it's like, do we really want to... I mean, I would love to support... I may buy it, but I'm not going to play it.
Well, the other thing, too, is...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I see that supporting there. But are they going to come out with an enhanced edition of this? You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the but first one. But
if they do, then the enhanced edition will get that anyway.
Yeah, right. It'll get free.
Annoying.
Yeah. Fuck. And the other thing is, we haven't even got through the first one once. That's the, my big thing. But
it's one of your favorite games ever, and you haven't even beaten it.
Well, yeah,
I played the first half of it three times now. But.
Yeah.
We love the game, and we haven't gotten through more than half of it.
Yeah. Damn.
But either way, I mean, that's great that it's
out. I say all three of us buy Divinity Sin Original 2. There's only 12 hours. I say we play it the 12 hours.
And give them their $45 bucks.
Yeah.
They're 100 and...
I don't want to play it and then $35, be over it and then not play the full title because it was tough for me to put so much hours in the original Divinity, Original Sin, and then go to the enhanced edition. So I don't know. I would definitely buy it just because I want to support them financially, but I don't think I'll play it until it's actually complete.
In other news,
did they actually have a release date on this? By the way,
I don't think so.
Okay,
the actual number was like 238,500 players, but I rounded up to 240,000 players surveyed around the world, just globally.
When you say players,
video game players,
just
that's all it said.
Okay, yeah. But we don't know if they're playing Farmville or CS:GO.
But yeah,
okay.
But what they came up with is kind of I wouldn't have expected this. Age is the reason that people stop playing online competitive games, like Counter-Strike, Overwatch. That you lose interest, I think, because testosterone starts to go down when you get older.
I think it has more to do with Twitch. Like when you're 12 years old.
Not doing it good, right?
When you're 12 years old, you've got the immediate reflexes. Yeah. Like you see it, you shoot. And
but you're not having a good time because you're not doing well, is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is when you hit like your 30s or whatever, you just stop being good. So
dude,
then you stop playing it.
There's a million reasons why you would stop playing games when you get older, though. I mean,
not stop playing games.
Online competitive games.
Competitive games. Well,
because those demand a lot of time.
But, hold on. Let me finish it before you make your point. More so than sex. So basically.
How's sex involved at all in this?
So females were playing longer than males were. I didn't say that right.
I am so confused.
Yeah.
Okay. So
how is sex involved at all?
The dichotomy between young and old males was not as big as
there's more correlation between there's more correlation between age than there is between sex.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Which is surprising. And this is the big
thing. So less old guys play than young guys compared to men versus women.
It's more likely that a young woman plays than an old man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Does it?
Are we comparing apples and oranges here?
No. What he's basically, they're saying is it's not men versus women anymore about online competitive. Mm-hmm. You game, it doesn't matter. But when you get older, you stop playing it.
How does that have anything to do with the original point that is people lose interest in online competitive games when they get older?
Bobby, I don't think you're getting the point, is that you're more likely to stop playing because you get older than a woman would not ever even engage because she's a female.
That's sort of my problem. Okay, you are more likely to stop playing because you get older than a dolphin is to eat a tuna sandwich at the deli.
That's true. They don't eat very much tuna.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just spitballing.
I think there's more females players than you think. I don't know. Definitely more than dolphins eating tuna sandwiches.
I saw something recently, and they said gamers are almost equal 50-50 men versus women.
I've heard that too. I don't know where they're getting that numbers.
But a lot of that, is Facebook and
God, you are so sexist.
No,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm not going to get into that whole thing. So yeah, I'm super sexist.
Okay.
All right, 11,000 CS:GO and Dota players are banned as
11,000? Wow.
Yeah. VAC VAC has updated their standards, and later on I have another thing on Steam. I think there's, because Steam is so good, because I don't know, it's about 100 people from what last thing I read. It's all systems. They set up certain systems and everything just rides on those systems.
Yep.
So, it's a great way to run a business because you don't need customer service and all this stuff.
Obviously, because their customer service fucking blows.
Right. Which you shouldn't need if the systems are just and right. You know,
yeah, but they never are.
You went 1 minute over. That's on you. You know, it's one of those things. But anyway, they updated their VAC, and 11,000 people got banned. The other thing that happened was,
I love reading the articles where people are just complaining about getting banned.
Yeah,
it's like,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's like, seriously,
go fuck yourself twice.
Yeah, if you cheat in games, I want you to stick your own dick in a blender. Like, fuck you for, like, why?
Bobby's looking like he's cheated on a game. Bobby, have you ever cheated
on an online game? No,
A competitive game, never, right?
No,
Chad.
And
Did
you have a Game Shark? I had a Game Shark though.
Game Shark? Yeah, well,
it's
different.
Well, yeah. Cheat codes, totally different. I mean, yeah.
I hate fucking online cheaters more than probably anything. Like,
I mean,
fuck
it's one
you.
Thing. When I used to play Jedi Knight on a website called, like, MSN.net, The Zone. The Zone used to be the place where you would go and you'd play, like, it was the only place that you could go to play online games for Jedi Knight, like Rogue Spear, Rainbow Six, the original. It would have these community rooms set up, but people would make a room, say, like, you know, hacks and whatever. And if you join that game, then you sign up for that. You're like, okay, I know everyone's just kind of testing out their different hacks and mods. And it was kind of like a fun thing to do in there, but if you go into it expecting that, yeah, sure, why not? But yeah, if you're like online and you're running scripts on like CSGO or something, which so many people do, like it is rampant. It's crazy that they update VAC and they catch 11,000 people. I mean, if that's still not catching all of them, there's still plenty of people out there.
A ton.
And I feel like VAC hasn't been updated in a long time. Yeah. Too, so
I mean, if they just caught 11,000 by updating VAC, how many do you think there really are out there?
Like, so here's my deal with online.
There's millions of people playing those two games. Right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Millions.
Yeah.
Here's my thing with online cheaters. There's a saying that I really like. Drinking is borrowing happiness from tomorrow.
Meaning
like you're going to be really happy today because you're drinking, and then the next day you're going to feel really shitty because you borrowed that happiness and now you're paying the price.
Definitely not the next day for them. It's going to be 30 years.
But what I'm saying,
40 years when they're sitting in their old folks home,
the fuck up.
They're like, God, why did I troll those?
When somebody's cheating online, you're stealing the happiness from the guys that aren't cheating. You're taking their happiness and you're being happy.
That's a selfish thing to do.
Yeah, you're being happy.
So is trolling.
You're being happy, and everybody else that you're playing with is sad because you get to be happy. Mm. And that's what really pisses me off. It's you're literally stealing my happiness in online competitive games if you're cheating.
Stop.
And that's what really
everyone
pisses
out there,
me off.
Just a shout out. Stop stealing Chad's happiness.
Yeah, stop stealing my fucking happiness. there's a very limited supply and you're taking that a little about. All right, what else are we talking about?
Going on with Steam is Steam reviews can only be made by people who have bought the game on Steam on that account. So before, you could say, like, I played this, but I played it on Origin, and I thought this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I think what's going on is, like,
well, that's the only way Steam can verify that you actually bought the game and played it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can kind of understand.
No,
that.
I totally. I'm
that
on
makes
board
sense.
With it. Another system. It's a yes or no, and here this is in play. And
well, because one of the things when I look at Steam reviews is how many hours have they played.
Yeah.
And if they haven't played it on Steam, it can't show you how many hours they played.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think there was a time where you could write a Steam review before a game even came out.
It's true.
I remember Broken Age, before that game came out, people were already writing reviews about it.
Well, so, when it's in early access, the review actually says for early access.
Yeah, but I've noticed now I look at a game like some of the games we talked about earlier where it says this is coming out, you know, at the end of the month, not out yet. You cannot write a review for it. No reviews for it. But there was a time where they didn't monitor.
I got to say that Steam reviews are some of the most creative, entertaining writing that ever. The top like four or five are almost always worth reading.
Some are hilarious. It'll be like, I saw a review. It said this game was okay, yeah. And it had like the review had 656 hours played or something. It's like some of them are hilarious.
So Steam is updating things, which they should because they're making all of our money. Toshiba is coming out with a not the top of the line SSDs, but just kind of like SSDs to get you through the day. Their 1 terabyte SSD is going to go for $337.
I need a new SSD,
but
I'm having to like delete shit.
So I have a transportation. All the time. Oh, by the way, Rubber Nuts thought that maybe if you listen to the interview, that I was on welfare. That's what he thought. That's what he thought.
It's not true. I'm actually paying for his life.
Yeah. Chad supports me. I support his cock and balls.
Yeah.
Chad is your, what do they call it?
Like sugar daddy?
The benefactor.
Yeah. His Patreon, so to speak.
Yeah. Let me get my throat at all that cum that Chad. Okay, never mind. So, I have small businesses.
Face palming.
One of them is a transportation business. I started with a very small truck. I got to a bigger truck. It's not enough. I'm looking into getting a trailer. That's not going to be big enough. It's just like one of these things. I feel like we have 500 gigabytes right now, you and I,
yeah,
right, each. And if we got a terabyte, it's only double that. We're going to fill that up as well.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, games are getting bigger. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I just deleted the WoW beta that I had on my system. It was 78 gigs.
Oh, geez. That's huge.
Yeah.
I just got rid of Battlefield 1 because it's not even open anymore. It was only 8, but it was useless.
Yep.
I don't know. I had a terabyte for the long, like a terabyte worth of space for the longest time. And, you know, that kind of felt a little
porn cringe, just filled that all up.
Now, when you work with video files, like they take up quite a bit of space. So my laptop is always struggling for space on that. But my home computer, never an issue anymore. And I'm working with 1.2 terabytes. I think a terabyte is like the perfect amount for most gamers. And $337 for this one that Toshiba's coming out with, that's a pretty decent price. You can get a 1 terabyte hard disk for $85 probably for a decent one. And so that's quite a big jump. Right. But SSD, I mean, I'd love for these to drop in price so like we can just... Everybody gets an SSD. Like, that's all that's
out. You get an SSD, and you get an SSD.
Oprah Winfrey style.
There's a huge difference between, okay, there was a 7,500 RPM, and then you go to
the 10K.
10K. Yeah. Huge difference there.
Yep.
If you're talking top-of-the-line SSD and not so much top-of-the-line, what are you talking about? Milliseconds,
yeah,
right?
Not that much. Not a very big difference. I mean, just making the jump from a spinning disk hard drive to a solid state.
Gigantic.
I mean, the lowest end of the solid state is better than the highest end. You know, your fucking 15K RPM SCSI won't even come near that.
Wow. So.
Fuck those SCSIs.
I haven't heard SCSI in fucking years.
I've never heard it in my life.
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right. What
and
else we got?
The last thing. For Honor, closed beta signups are open. So you can go to Origin or just go to For Honor.
Which one's For Honor?
Yeah.
For Honor.
It's funny how we talk about these, but you know what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be in HOT.
I'm playing WoW too.
Oh, I'm going to be playing Dreadnought.
I'm juggling two addictions right now.
Yeah.
For Honor is the...
Is that the one that's the combat, the melee combat one.
Melee combat. Yeah. Heavy melee combat.
That one does look interesting. I will check that out.
Yeah.
That's,
there's three factions. There's Vikings, Knights, and Samurais, which, and they all look sweet. And each one of those factions came out with a new trailer. I watched all three of them today. They look really cool.
It's the same company that does Watch Dogs, right?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Fuck.
Where are we at?
Who does Watch Dogs?
Bobby?
I don't know, like 2 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours.
All right, let's wrap this one up. Who cares?
Yeah.
All right, speaking for Bobby, Chad, and more questions than the answers.
And Cheese there, too.
And Cheese somewhere. at a wedding, enjoying herself. Do it, Chad.
I don't do it.
Bobby, go ahead.
That's not me.
Give me your best titties.
Nah.
Motherfucking
titties. Titties.